Come in, nurse. I was just...
Don't worry, Matilda. Things will get better.
I'm not worrying. We'll be fine.
I've known you since the moment you first drew breath. You're sad. I can see it. I always know it, you and Emma. Is it the boy? The kite boy?
It's nothing.
So it is him. It's always about boys with girls of your age. Well, you'll have to forget him. He's gone. That's how it is with these people.
He's not like that.
Well, he's not here, is he? I was a girl once. I know what it's like. But these street boys, how could it ever be? He's nothing. He's no one. Your mother wouldn't have wanted this for you.
My mother is dead.
Do you think she still doesn't watch over you? Care for you? Guard you?
I know he'll come back. He promised. What was that? I thought all the servants had gone when we couldn't pay them anymore.
They did. You know they did.
Then what's that?
I'll go and see.
It's late. We'll go together. My house. I'm not running away. Come on.
Where?
The kitchen. We need a knife. Follow me.
No, this is madness. Stop.
No, come on. Father?
Where's the money?
Master, is it really you? Welcome home. It has been...
Where is the money?
There is none. When you went away, there were bills to pay. The tradesmen, the city tax, the servants' wages. Even then, we couldn't keep them. We didn't know how long, where.
Father, are you all right?
Do I look like I'm all right? Everything has gone wrong. The gods are against the land, against us. We've lost everything.
You said it was going to be a prosperous voyage and that everything would be...
Said? We were attacked at sea. And that bitch, that slave woman, she cheated me out of my share and left me fighting for my life on a deserted shore. I did everything for her and she betrayed me. And there's no slaves to sell. No slaves. No ship. No nothing.
Please. Father, sit.
You look hungry. We have bread and olives. Chickpeas.
Oh, yes, some welcome home chickpeas.
At least we have the house.
I've borrowed against the house, you fool. How do you think I raised the money that bitch stole from me? You know, once they know I'm back, the creditors will be here like hungry rats, and we won't have anything. Think, Bavant. Think.
What can we do?
No, there must be. There's always a door, a way out. There has to be.
Perhaps we could sell some of the furniture in the market, or...
What? Cisco Pilar? Of course. What a fool. Bavant, you're losing your touch. This very day, as soon as it's light, we'll go and see him. We'll draw up an agreement. Have it all signed and sealed by the evening.
Have what done?
The marriage. Your marriage to Cisco Pilar.
Oh, shame, Effendi.
You'll sell me to him. That monster.
He's not a monster. He's a very successful business associate and a family friend.
What about me? I'm your daughter.
Exactly. And what are daughters for? Making alliances through marriage. Cisco Pilar is rich. He won't need a bride price. He'll pay me.
But, Master, look at her. Are you blind? She's a child and he's 70.
You can't. Father, I'm...
Yes, you are all I have left to sell.
Tumen Bay, Series 3, Episode 6. Fatima, by Mike Walker.
I know. Oh.
Am I disturbing you?
I was just, thinking a statue to her, to Alkin. Gold. It could be gold. Here, see?
It's beautiful, but, maybe now, as things are, you know, perhaps...
It would be to celebrate her life, what she was, so they can all see her. See what was lost.
No, it's, your loss, your pain, but life must...
Life must go on. Every moment that passes, she's there in my mind, in my heart, and not there beside me. And never will be there again.
She is there, Minel. In you. Every day, every moment. I can see that.
Thank you, Herod.
A messenger has arrived. Your father, General Kulan, is returning with an army. They'll be here before sunset.
Whose army?
My stepfather, the governor of Roshim province.
This army that has no loyalty to Tumen Bey? My father took it upon himself to just
And wasn't he
go.
Doing the right thing? The Balaruk are coming. We have no army to speak of. We need help. Something to set against them.
Yes. It's what she would have said.
The messenger said my mother is with the army.
Your mother?
My stepfather is away on a hunting trip, apparently.
A hunting trip is more important than his duty to Tumen Bey? What is it?
Something's not right.
What do you mean?
My stepfather didn't like hunting. He never went hunting. Huh. Anyway, she's with them. She's with the army. She's,
Yes.
With her. You have to... You can't look away. Not for one moment. And she's coming. And we have to meet her.
A grand reception waits to welcome Kulan and this army he's bringing home. Only it's not very grand. A few chamberlains, a gaggle of palace guards, and our sultana and her husband like two worried children waiting for... who knows what.
How long now? I can't see clearly. The dust.
As they stand there, I see he touches her arm, and she brushes her hand against his. How times change.
Mother! Welcome to Tumen Bey!
My brave, brave boy! The savior of Tumen Bey! Help me down, someone.
Here. Let me, Mother.
What heroics you have performed.
I did my duty, Mother. Nothing more.
I always knew you would achieve greatness. That you had steel in you, even when you refused to hold a sword as a child. Now, look at these hands. The hands of a sultan.
Mother, my, the sultana Minel of the house of...
Oh, yes, yes. Your Majesty, it is an honor to share our forces with you to protect our great and wonderful city of Tumen Bey.
We, in turn, offer you our thanks.
Her retinue of women makes the few slaves I've been able to gather, holding their bowls of rose water, look shabby and second-rate.
Now, I would like to change to bathe.
Of course. I can show you to your...
And you are...
Gregor, my lady. Master of the palace guard.
Ah. Brother of General Kulan, uncle to the Sultana. Yes. I have heard much about you.
And I of you.
Take my horse.
Of course, madam.
Herod will walk with me. We have so much to talk about.
I have an uneasy feeling that a new and dangerous piece has been introduced to the board, at a point when we hardly know what the game is, never mind who might win or lose.
Father.
Manuel.
I grieve for your loss.
And I for yours. Shall we?
Father and daughter, who both mourn the same lover.
Did she die well?
How tangled the web we weave.
She did, and we laid her on a ship and sent her ashes out to sea. It seemed in keeping with her life as a traveler. Father, are you all right?
We are united in grief, my daughter. As we should be united in our suspicion of this woman, Fatima. She is without question.
The traitor Kadali. He's being held for trial.
He escaped, I'm afraid.
How is that possible? Why have you not taken control of the situation, Herod? You must be ruthless. Cut out the poison. There may be others.
We will find him and he will pay, I can assure you.
Assurance is a cheap coin, Majesty. Who has been assigned this task?
I have, my lady.
Ah, I see. Well, Gregor, Master of the Palace Guard, your record so far isn't exactly shining. You will have to do better for me. I'll want a full report on...
No, madam.
What?
Gregor reports to me.
Of course. Of course. I'm only trying to help, my dear.
This way, my lady. Follow me. Enter, if it pleases you, my lady. These were the apartments of the chief wife of Sultan Al-Ghuri.
Who was strangled here, yes? I must say, your record is becoming more tarnished by the moment.
You know a great deal.
A great deal too much for comfort.
I am interested in dynasties. Dumanbe has a troubled history. Some say it's a poisoned throne. Who would want such a seat in such a city?
Well, I'm sure...
My son, Herod, does.
And has proved himself worthy to sit beside our Sultana, I'm sure. I will leave you to arrange yourself and your women. My guard will ensure your safety.
My own guard will take care of that. With my son.
The palace guard...
He doesn't need your army, Excellency. I brought him one of his own. Is there anything else?
The apartments for your husband. When he arrives.
You may go. I will bathe, wash away the dust of the journey. Oh, and you may ask my son to come and see me. We shall consult.
Of course, my lady. As you wish.
As I wash.
I'm not her damned messenger.
Mother, you called for me?
Yes. Come.
I see you are...
Stay. No, I see you. Yes, just there. Mm-hmm. Harder.
Yes.
Sit, my dear. There have been rumours about your marriage.
Please, Mother.
So, it's true... You and your wife have not bedded.
Mother!
You can't expect to produce children if you don't. So, who is this woman your wife weeps over? Her advisor or her lover?
Both.
Of course, if you had been more of a man, you could have... But no, you are my dear, sweet, gentle boy. And when it counted, yes, you stood up.
She's dead. It doesn't matter anymore.
Everything matters, my dear. And all this may be for the best.
All what?
You know, everything that happened. It makes your position, our position, more solid. That's enough now. I need to rest.
I will leave you, Mother.
You may fetch me a towel. Don't look away. Are you ashamed of your mother? Look at me. We are one flesh, you and I, Herod. Am I not still beautiful? Do you like what you see?
Here. Cover yourself.
When you were a boy, you used to like looking at me.
I'm not a boy anymore.
So I see. You are a man. With the desires of a man. That I can see also. So, act on it. Demand your rights as a husband. You are destined for greatness. A Sultan of Tumambe. You will found a great dynasty that will last as long as the city stands. Get that girl with child. She needs a heavy belly. There is to be a council meeting this afternoon. Go. I wish to prepare myself.
Perhaps you won't be
invited. With 10,000 armed men at my command.
Isn't General Kulan...
Who's General Kulan?
These projects have been held up awaiting finance and supplies.
Herod seems to have taken the trouble to inform himself.
Noted, Highness.
Maybe he really will make a difference. Pull Manel back into things.
May I draw the council's attention to the matter of the...
With all due respect, who are you?
Madam?
Who are you?
The clerk of the...
The town clerk. Right. Are there not more important matters for this council to discuss?
I'm sorry, my lady.
Capturing the traitor Kadali. The approaching armies of the Balarak.
I have here a message of congratulations from the Balarak.
Congratulations?
For repelling the coup and restoring order. They say they want to protect Tumanbe from further troubles and are sending a delegation of advisors to help.
Which the Sultana and I consider to be...
More menace than friendship.
They are not noted for their philanthropy. They expect to be welcomed.
And if they are not?
They presumably won't be best pleased.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience in foreign affairs, Herod.
We must make a stand.
I agree with General Kulan.
Really? A general now, are you?
I was only trying to...
No. Kulan, my friend, if you don't want a siege, you welcome them to the city. You smile to their faces.
And hang her followers.
Something like that, yes. Victory does not always go to the iron fist. Sometimes to the silken noose.
My lord, you have a guest waiting in your rooms. A guest? He said to let you know.
Is something wrong, Herod?
No. If you'll excuse me. Something I must deal with. I'll be back shortly. Yes? Hello? Is there anyone here? Selim.
The door.
Guard, you may go.
Your Majesty.
I somehow knew it was you. Where have you been?
Hiding. I thought it best to... I am the son of Tumumbe's greatest traitor.
Hey, it's all right. It wasn't your fault. We can't choose who our fathers are.
I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. I just knew I had to see you.
Oh, come on. Get up off your knees. We're friends. It wasn't your fault. I mean, to be honest... It all turned out rather well for me.
Thank God. I was so concerned, but I couldn't do anything. It felt like the whole city was against me, everyone looking for me. I had no one to go to, no one to...
Don't worry. I won't tell anyone. I know what it's like to be alone. When I came to Tumenbe, you were my only friend. I won't ever forget that.
But my father, he...
I know you didn't have anything to do with what your father did. He uses people.
But
he... We are friends, and that's all that matters. All right? Where are you staying?
At Umsala's brothel. You remember?
How could I forget?
I just had to come and see you. To be sure you were all right. Now you're on the council. Well, I'm so glad everything worked out for you.
Well, they still look at me with narrow eyes. And with my mother here, it's...
You look tired, my dear friend.
Yes. Well, it's been a difficult time.
Perhaps you need a break.
Salam.
No, hear me out. Because I have found a really amazing place with great people.
Salam, things have changed. Can't do that sort of stuff anymore.
Of course. I shouldn't have spoken out of turn.
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I have responsibilities.
So what if you brought them the head of Tumumbe's greatest traitor?
My lord, the merchant Baban.
I know who it is. Tell them to bring in the tea and cakes. Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Siskok Pilar, Effendi, how generous of you to invite us, and how good to see you again. Mm. Old friends, old business rivals, eh? Lovely. Of course, Matilda, Siskok Pilar here always got the better of me. Shrewdest bargainer in
tea, the... cakes, eat. Sit, both of you.
If you'll forgive me, Sisko Effendi, I thought first...
You thought making a public display of your support for Tyrant Maya was a good idea, Bavand. Look where that got you. And your latest venture?
Ah, of course, I've only just returned from business across the seas.
Yes, I heard it was a disaster.
No, not at all. I just had...
Need my help. My dear, please, why don't you eat?
No, thank you, Effendi.
Are you sure? Cake. Honey cake.
I'm not hungry, thank you.
Cast your eyes down, dear, when a man looks at you.
Matilda, she has a good temperament, but...
I hope you haven't spoiled her, Bavand.
No.
Can she read?
Of course not.
Good. Your jewels are most becoming, my dear.
My mother's, they were...
A gift. A loving gift that she will... Perhaps... If, my sweet, you were to go into the... With your permission, Sisko, Effendi, then we could talk. The boring stuff, you know. Sort out the...
Perhaps your daughter would care to see the fish in the pond.
Yes. Good.
Show her the fish pond.
This way.
She walks well.
Thank you.
You're a fortunate man, Bavand, to have a daughter who is so... marketable. Mm.
Of course. And for such a jewel...
I will give you 1,500. Assuming the jewels are part of the package.
Well, let me...
Don't take too long, because I'm being very generous given your circumstances.
Please... Sit, Excellency. So, you've come through.
Is he ready?
He's always ready.
Well, then let's not waste time.
Are you?
What does that mean? Am I ready? Does it mean anything at all? Did I make a mistake? Was it to do with Gregor? Herod? What should I do?
You know he cannot tell you what to do.
Should I stay in hiding? Should I attempt a reconciliation? Really? With who?
You know he cannot.
With the Sultana? Why isn't he answering?
Stupid question.
With someone in the palace... A man? A woman, but not the Sultana. A woman who has no history here? Mistress Fatima. How can I reach out to her? I mean, tell her I have so much to offer, so many secrets. And the gold. Do they know?
Know what, Excellency?
Do they know about the other places? The rest of the gold? I need someone who understands the way the world turns and has it. Gregor? He will be my go-between. It can be done. A meeting? A meeting, yes, yes. I begin to see everything is possible to the man who sees the possibility of everything. So this is a stop upon the way. That is all. But the journey is not ended. What now?
He says you must not leave the city today.
Leave?
It is not propitious.
Leave? I have only just begun.
It's sort of exciting, you know.
What is? Come on, through here.
Skulking through the streets in disguise. I'll miss it. I'll miss being with you. But once we're settled and Manella's looking after the babies and...
Wait. There.
Doesn't look very promising. It's just a cafe.
He's upstairs. He's been hiding here ever since it happened.
Look, Selim, I just thought of something. I mean, here we are, but... I mean, I don't even have a sword.
I do. And Herod, we have to do this. We have to finish what we started.
You mean actually cut his head off?
He's fat and sick. There won't be any trouble. You will be the true and only hero of Tumen Bay. You have to find the courage to do this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Up a statue to you. He's asleep. Come on. Herod, now.
I'll be ready for a drink after this. Why do they make the stairs so narrow? Oh. Did I tell you the ape died? I don't understand. Where is he?
Tonight you drink the wine of paradise and dream of pale virgins, my friend.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I sit in my tower and look down over the city, and I feel its life like a million lights in the darkness. Some bright, some mere glimmers in the far distance.
Hey, stop! Who are you?
Cafe of the Tree of Sorrows, the narrow stairs. Come alone.
Kadali.
He must be desperate to take such a risk. Or is this just another move on the board?
Selim.
Father, I did it.
What are you talking about?
I killed him.
For
you. I thought it would be easy, but it was horrible. He took so long, so much blood, so...
You stupid idiot!
The idiot son of an idiot mother. May the gods curse the day I had her and double curse the day she had you. Do you have any idea what you have done? I've sent word to Gregor to come here and meet me alone, to make a deal. And now he's going to find this.
Could we kill him?
Oh, the boy has an idea. Let's kill the most dangerous man in Tuman Bay. No! Well, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
You will do what you do.
I don't understand.
You clean things up, so clean this up.
But there's...
What? No! For nothing. Do it. Make it go away, and then go away yourself. And then meet me at the water gate at dawn with a camel. Do you understand?
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
I'm intrigued by this message. Kadali calls me here, and here there is nothing. Except the faint aroma of blood. What has been done in this place?
Ah, sit, Excellency. How can I serve you? Sweet tea, a mint tea, saffron tea?
Information. And coffee.
Sweet?
I think not. Serve it as you would for a funeral.
Boy! Funeral coffee! One!
Sit. The room at the back, up the stairs.
Excellency?
Who?
Young fellow. And older man. Big, heavy.
Anyone else?
Not my business.
Of course.
I just rent it.
Good coffee.
Too hot? I am known for my funeral coffee.
Ah, but do you know whose funeral?
Excellency?
Perhaps the room is your business, after all.
Oh. This is the Well of Sorrow the cafe is named after. Many centuries ago, there used to be a tree...
That doesn't interest me. You say the water was foul this morning?
Yes. We had to use a cistern at the crossroads. Oh, still doesn't smell so good. This is where the young man was seen.
No longer faint now. An odour I know all too well.
The boy. We'll send him down. He'll need a torch.
Some animal, you think?
Would I be wasting my time with an animal?
No. Sorry, Excellency. Boy! Boy!
Well?
Oh, it smells bad.
Are you steady?
Of course I am. No! Stop! Stop!
What? Oh. What is it?
One meal.
What?
Look. I never knew a head would be this heavy.
The fury of the bereaved mother has often been written about in the great tragedies of ancient times. But here...
She's coming.
And now...
My lady, I am...
I'll get to you later, Gregor. Where is he? Where is my son?
Madame, the body was...
Show me.
The condition...
In pieces...
My shock...
In a basket...
Show me!
Do as she says.
Yes, Excellency.
The Sultana, should I tell?
No, not like this. Never like this. Like a butcher's stall.
Excellency.
Excellency, Madame.
Yes.
We can help. Me and my assistant.
Yes. Who are you?
We are artists, madam.
Artists?
Of the dead.
What my assistant means is that we make the dead look as they were in life.
It's what we do.
You can bring him back to life.
No.
But we can restore everything short of the breath of life itself.
How?
With thread and wax, paste and powder. And
then you can send him off on his journey as you would wish to see him go.
It will be as if the Sultan Herod enters paradise in his sleep. Well, more or less, since there are a few bits missing, but nothing we can't...
We have a pen of slaves for anything we might need to add. I know some of the grieving like to have the gentleman a little enhanced, as it were, but it's a art.
Do your best work. You will be well rewarded.
Of course, well, of course.
In the end, no matter how old or how far away, or what has happened between you or to you, they are always your little boy. Put this in his hand.
Yes.
He loved it as a baby. Let him hold it, but let no one see.
Of course.
Your best work, mind.
My lady.
I do not accept your explanations, Commander.
Your son kept dangerous company, madam.
As do you.
I am used to handling thieves and spies.
I wasn't referring to thieves and spies.
Even so, I warned him time and time again. This city is a dangerous place at night. There are factions, the Blues, the Yellows. There are the guilds, not all of them tradesmen or artists. There are darker, more dangerous arts.
And was it not your job to protect your Sultan wherever he might be? A silent presence, never disturbing, always at hand. Isn't that what people like you are supposed to do? What are you standing there for? Open the door.
My lady, I have only now heard the news. My heart is with you in this moment of pain and sorrow. The whole of Tulumbe mourns...
I don't want your pity. I won't accept it. He saved your life. He saved your throne. And you used him. All of you.
Well, I can assure
you... Of nothing. Those who did this, those who allowed this to happen, will pay. The city will pay for my son's life.
It is my loss too. Gregor, go find out who and
Commander Gregor, a man of fearsome reputation. Why, I dare say, in the far provinces, mothers scared disobedient children with his name.
I can assure you, madam, that
I don't want to hear. Indulge me, Majesty. Let me tell you a story from when I was a child.
Of course.
In the forest around our village, there was a terrible ogre. It was said that once he came roaring out of the trees and took a whole family and ate them, livestock and all. This happened in the time of my grandfather's grandfather, and after his terrible meal, the ogre sat down with his back against a mighty fir and went to sleep. The villagers all lived in fear of waking him, so they crept around, never used hammers, built cottages, held dances, or rang the temple bell, or even kept noisy goats. For years and years and years. And then one day, a child, running through the forest, came upon the terrible ogre. But she knew nothing about him, And she approached and reached out a finger and tweaked one terrible toe. And it crumbled away into dust, as did the terrible ogre, because he had rotted away from inside and was merely a shell. And nothing more. Like Tumenbe. Let us stop playing these games. Power rests in the hand that holds the hilt and wields the sword. Ask your father. He will tell you it is true. And I have 10,000 hands and 10,000 hilts and 10,000 swords. And now, if your most gracious majesty will allow me, I shall withdraw to mourn for my son.
What happened to my sweet? Why are you crying?
It sold me like a slave.
Not a slave, a wife. It's an honorable position.
Oh my God.
You stay here, girl. You will obey me.
Master, don't hurt her. She's only a child.
No, I have no intention of hurting her.
Because I'm valuable goods.
You are a disobedient daughter. You will stay in your room until you can behave properly.
You'll get used to it. Everyone does.
I won't. I won't. I'd rather die. But I can't die. Who would look after Emma? Oh, help me, someone help me. The stars have sworn to hurt me. The sky itself looks down on my suffering. The mountains are distant. The snow glitters on the summits. But is ever denied to me. What? Frock?
I told you I'd come back, didn't I? Didn't I?
Season 3, Episode 6 of Tumenbe, Fatima, featuring Tara Fitzgerald, Rufus Wright, Finn Elliott, and Humaira Saeed, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumenbe is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and cast list, visit tumenbe.com.